The world debut of a new play is happening this weekend in northern Colorado. And while the story contains all the hallmarks of a good drama, romance, tension, comedy, it also has a healthy dose of science. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
When Jeffrey Bigger heard about the subject matter of Bobloo Theater's upcoming show, he wasn't exactly sold.
I thought, really, someone's written a play about dirt. And then they asked me to assistant direct, and I said, could I read it first?
The story of Dirt, a Terra Nova Expedition, follows a young Fort Collins scientist surviving in an underground bunker after a catastrophic event. She's trapped there as she waits for the soil above her to heal.
And as soon as I read the opening scene to the play, I knew it was something that I had to do.
Oh, Leopold, what have we done?
This play started with an essay I wrote about bacteria in the soil and in my gut and how both needed to be fostered. But I wanted to turn that into something dramatic.
Now, what author Laura Pritchett is saying may sound a little odd. After all, how fun can fungi really be? But then you see the dancing nematodes. That's right, dancing roundworms.
Nematodes, yes! So tiny, yet gods.
I mean, I really am in love with science and soil science and the things we cannot see. And I wondered, what would it be like to get that on the stage? Get nematodes dancing on a stage, get bacteria singing, and bring it all to life so that it's visible to the human eye.
It's very, very challenging because you're trying to pack in the information, but also make it an engaging story.
Wendy Ishii is Bobloo's founding artistic director. She says the spark behind Dirt began in her living room as she and Pritchett watched the documentary Symphony of the Soil. The discussion then turned to how to get people to understand the critical role that soil plays and why we must protect it.
Well, we just went, let's put it on the stage. That's kind of how the world gets changed, is through stories.
And so the seed was planted.
For most of my writing career, that's been one of my great goals, is to bring science into the artistic world.
That meant Pritchett had to figure out how to tell her story in a riveting and dramatic way to draw audiences in. She worked with local soil and climate scientists to make sure both art and science played leading roles.
Because I can really geek out on science. The whole play could be 3 hours of science, but I tell you, it's not. The trick is walking the fine line of picking out the most interesting and relevant points of cutting-edge science, what we know about soil, for example, or carbon sequestration, or climate change, or bacteria or fungi, and bring it out to a story that involves love and compassion and tears and fear. And then you're not preaching to the audience about, you know, you should know this, this, and this about science.
It's made a believer out of director Jeffrey Bigger. He says he's already made changes to his day-to-day life, driving less and recycling more.
I want people not to look at the title and go, Dirt, a Terra Nova Expedition, to go, I don't want to go watch a play about dirt. Yes, you do. You really do. Trust me. You want to go learn about dirt. And when you do learn about dirt, it will change you.
Because art needs science, and science, Pritchett says, needs art, which is why she wants scientists to see the play and get inspired to use art in their work.
I hope that they say, somebody saw what I see, which is we have 6 inches of stuff saving us from oblivion, and it is beautiful and complex and gorgeous, and no one has, you know, appreciated it the way I have, and now they can.
And Pritchett hopes that once they have seen it, they'll want to dig a little deeper.
What if this was a theater?
For KUNC, I'm Stacey Nick.
I cast color. I cast dancing. I cast history. I cast science.